We are in Hartford, the heartbeat, literally in the literally in the heartbeat of Hartford. Literally,
yeah, we're in the middle of that. We in the city.
And it ain't even Cali, but we in the city.
The gold building right there, if you know.
Facts, behind 77 Main, where the Indian restaurants is. And we here, of course, with... You know what, yo, I always say this, but all of our interviews have their own specialty to them. Everybody have their own special vibe that they bring here.
Yeah.
And I get excited every single time. And I know my excitement kind of make it seem like I choose one over the other, but that ain't even the case, yo. It's just when you standing amongst a star, regardless of who it is, they going to bring out a different energy outside of
you
know?
Yeah, you feel different every time. Like Every single time. It's like, and it's never the same feeling.
Never. Like, and you know, I was actually thinking about this before we came here, yo. Because I was like, we just had the interview with Frostman, and it's like, you know what I'm going to love about this episode? That you guys have same genre.
Different genre.
But different everything.
Different texture.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, but everybody's a star within themselves, you know what I mean?
That's the point.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we might start this interview off and just say, big up my bro, Frostman.
Yeah, thanks.
Big up Frostman. Check that episode out right now. But, you know, Frostman had his time to shine, man, and he's still shining. And you were already shining even while this was happening. So this is your time to shine on weed and whiskey. So with that being said, we have a motherfucking star. And we ain't even in the building. We outside.
Outside.
We outside with it.
Like we got time.
We got Alan Dunn in the building.
Man,
bro.
I wanted to say a little bit more.
Oh,
man.
I wanted to say a little bit more. I forgot the intros is crazy with no shame.
All my niggas, we coastin'. High grade, we smoking on the highway, we rollin'. Crack a bottle, we toastin'.
This man has been doing amazing things for years. This man has been in the community for years. Local talent, he worked with them. He helped put other people on. And to be honest with you, his music, his creativity is on a whole nother motherfucking level. The way he see this shit, ain't nobody gonna be able to see it the way he see it. When he put his hands on something artistically, ain't nobody gonna be able to reproduce that in any way, shape, or form. This man is unique. He is different. He is innovative. He's a character within himself. Yo, don't know. We have a London in the motherfucking place.
That's good. That's good. You know what I mean? Right now, we're smoking weed and we're sipping whiskey. You know what I mean? It's normally, but not normal.
Yo, that's exactly where I was going to go, man.
That was going to be the first one. What is normally not normal?
So, normally, but not normal. When you hear it, how it feel? Like, what do you imagine when you hear that?
I think of me. I'm basically...
I just think... Oh, my fault.
I'm unique. Ahead. You ain't never going to find another me. Even though you're going to find normal to me in me, my normal is not normal.
And the reason why I'm going to ask you a question, after you ask me a question, now I'm going to give you an answer, right? Mm-hmm. Because normally what not normal really represents thyself. Like, however you feel. Like, you know what I mean? Me feel like a individual where sometimes I'm just not normal. But... You don't know, we are all one. I'm going to say everybody eye to eye. So I'm going to say normally, but not normal. And how the name even came about, it was actually, you know, things that it was just like destined to be because it was a video of a performance that I posted on like Facebook and maybe MySpace.
MySpace?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
You say that one right now? You say that one right? MySpace?
No, because... Normally, but not normal. No. Even in my first...
Yeah, because MySpace normal, but not normal
even
nowadays.
Even my first song ever were released, ever. My official release where go out on iTunes and
you
all
put
platforms,
out into the
like,
public.
Yeah, we released professionally to the game, you know what I mean? It was Take My Life. Mm. You see me? And like, in the intro, you can hear me saying normally, but not normal. So even the catchphrase, the slang, you know what I mean? It been came about from just a comment that a friend of mine made.
Kishai, it's been you.
Lava. My brother from another mother, you see me? Mm-hmm. Him just comment and say, London, your style normally, but not normal. Some say them a legend, but them a legendary.
Tell everybody,
comment, keep them compliments if it's not complimentary.
You said some say legends, but not legendary. Yes.
That's facts. I like that.
From this, and just, I ran with it forever. It's been my thing for life. Normally,
do you see yourself as a walking legend?
Of course, living. Walking, running, sleeping.
Yeah.
I would agree with him though, because listen, I'm not like, if you would know, like, I'm not like you. Like, you're tapped in. He's tapped in. He knows local music. He knows what's going on out here.
You ain't local.
I'm not one of them people, right?
Definitely.
So I like to say, not to toot my own horn, it's not really a good thing or a bad thing. If I know you, you really gotta be doing something. because I'm not tapped into to what's going on like that. I listen to the commercial shit.
Definitely.
And so, actually, that's saying a lot.
Exactly.
If you are,
and I've heard you for a while.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure for you,
and I mean, I feel honored, honestly. So if I just give thanks and be grateful, say the Almighty bless me with that talent where we can just excel and, you know what I mean, and just transform, you know, I'm supposed to transform, you know, and then everybody just love it when they receive it, you know what I mean?
Facts.
And the consumers are consume whatever me give out in any day, you know, whatever I cook, whatever I chef up in the they fucking lab, them are consume it. That's so me, I make sure I always consume food with potent.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
I like that. Honestly, I want to bring this up in the beginning before we get into it. I just learned something that was actually particularly interesting to me about you. I've just learned you're a type of man, when you are listening to music, you're not listening to the reggae. You're not listening to the hip-hop, the trap. You're listening to the jazz. You're listening to that R&B. You're listening to something that's going to give feel to your soul.
It's a thing where, like, I feel like I have different stages and way of a transition, because at a certain point in my life, I was just listening to one thing. And then I grew out of that. Mm. Yeah. And, like, I could fast forward to, like, no, I listen to weird shit.
What do you call weird?
Why would you call it weird? Why would you say weird?
Bro, I listen to rain. I'll go on YouTube and type rain.
Bro, I fall asleep
water.
To that.
Yes.
I fall asleep to that. I write poetry to that.
Why I use the word weird? Because the majority is
not
doing
normally
that.
Normal.
They're not onto that
normal.
And then not everybody knows that word, sound, is power.
Facts. Like, vibration,
a
frequency.
A sound could go off right now and have a different effect on each and every one individual out there right
facts.
Now.
Or guy, like, the same, you know, effect.
When you hear a gunshot, what that should make you do?
Run.
Duck.
And when you hear rain, what you want to do?
Get calm.
All right. So
relax.
What I mean, it has an effect on people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So at the end of the day, when I listen, when I just listen for just what you're saying, I'm listening to everything. So I listen to weird stuff. I listen to stuff that I can learn from, stuff I can create, stuff that opens my mind. Like, I listen to me and my bubble and everything that's around me. I gotta go. I'm always trying to go outside the box.
Facts.
Even though sometimes it's right there inside the box. Because sometimes we find ourselves always trying to be outside the box, but most of the time we need to be inside the box too.
Facts. Because
so
there's creativity
as
in
long
there
as can balance. I feel like everybody can excel.
Mm-hmm.
That's facts.
We can expand in this expansive world. You know what I mean?
Facts. So question is,
man using big words and shit.
Nah. You're a man that works hard, and I want to be somebody who says this to you. I know you're going to keep working hard, but, yo, you're just naturally talented, bro.
Grateful for that. Give thanks.
Nah, like, I'm serious. You're fucking naturally talented. And ever since I heard the fact that you don't listen to, like, the traps and the type of stuff that people would expect you to listen to, I started listening to your music differently.
And I'm not going to tell you that I don't hear it.
You do.
I hear it, but it's like,
that's not where your priority is.
Yeah. It's entertainment.
The food you consume,
it's your diet.
You know it's not good for your body.
Yeah. Facts.
So my music diet different. Like, when we really consume for stay with me, it after have like some pharma like substance or like I use the word potent.
It gotta make you feel somewhere.
No, my G, like it have a feel like it has to sound like how it feels.
Yeah.
Like if I make a new song right now, back in the day, like my bro Scarface right there. But that's a scary. Oh, this sound. But no, I gotta ask him.
How this feel?
Okay.
I love that.
Okay.
I love that. So when I speak to people on your type of frequency, I like to ask this type of question. I always like to refer back to Bob Marley. Bob Marley made his music at 424 hertz per minute. Is that something you take in accordance to your music making as well, to the vibrancy that you give off, since you're so big on the feeling it gives off?
This man is trying to get me killed.
Hey man, listen. If they
everybody
hear it, they
who
hear.
Did music on that frequency, they died.
Gone.
That's facts.
Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Bob Marley. Who else?
Yeah, that's
another one. Oh, who you know who was playing with it too?
Who?
Triple X. What's his name? Tassian.
Oh yeah. Yo, that's right.
Nipsey.
I heard he was big into that.
Whitney. Everybody who, like, really, Michael Jackson
died.
They got him up out of here.
Hurt? All right. I'm going to put them up on game plan something real quick. When you buy, like, these softwares, like, to create beats and, like, the plugins and certain sounds and, like, certain, like, programs to make, like, beat, like, you have, like, Fruity Loops and, like, you know, Logic,
yeah,
and GarageBand, all that shit. the sounds automatically come on the negative side of the hertz.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Automatically.
And you can't you can't even drag the cursor to pull it to the side where it's positive.
It's fixed.
Because it's still going to say point something. You have to really type that shit in. So when you said that to me just now, like, that's something like I don't know too much about it. I'm still learning because I'm not going to act like I know everything.
You just put me on.
But I just realized
I know
that.
But that's only from what the information I got.
But that's now I can research something on top of that information.
My G, this shit is crazy. And like, even the commercials we hear on the radio, everything, like all the songs just give off negative energy to like, it do something to our body to make that. Why I think it's so much killing and so much war.
Facts.
You know what I mean? When you learn so much shit in music, if you don't really have the passion or the love for it, you're not going to do it. You're going to quit. Like me, I already know I already signed my debt ticket because it's my music.
That was deep.
And I'm going to do like this shit from my heart forever. I'm not. You're never going to ever fabricate like my creativity or just fabricate me. Never.
I was going to say,
original.
Real as it gets, like Kansi said.
I read in the article, you said, what did you say? You said, I was born music. Music is in my blood.
Definitely.
So, like, Frostman said kind of the same thing. Like, you know, he said that he lives and dies for music. Is that how you feel?
Definitely. Because
where did that come from?
The sacrifice with me really making, you know, like, music see me more than my kids see me. Mm-hmm. So if you're a father, you understand what I mean. Or if you have, well, you have a father. So imagine you not seeing your father, but he's seeing music when he's seeing you.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So I got to work twice or triple times hard just to make sure, like, when my daughter is 12 now, she's going to be 13 in July, my oldest daughter. My last daughter is 3 right now, going to be 4 this year. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to work and make sure, like, whenever, because what I'm doing right now, it don't must mean that it's for me. Probably what I'm doing right now, the wave, the lane, the street, the road, whatever may I create, is for my next generation to come. You know what I mean? So me, I always just try my best. If I walk on a straight line, I'm not going to always do shit the right way. I can fuck up and fuck up and fuck up until I get it right.
Facts.
You know what I mean? I'm just there to give. I have something to offer. I don't come to take from music. Never.
Facts.
You know what I mean? I'm here to learn. Yes.
Be a student of it.
And observe. And give what me have.
Now, so you said something that very interesting. You said, first you said music see you more than your kids see you. So even as somebody even who don't have kids, I like to like get into like the inside world of a parent, especially a father, especially somebody who looks
and
like me.
And I'm not cutting you. Remember where you stopped so you can finish. So imagine a girlfriend.
Yeah.
If I say kids, so imagine a girlfriend.
You're right. Yeah. As somebody who's not even a parent themselves, at what point do you feel like you're at a good place in music that your family can see you more than music?
That's a good question right there. That's a good question.
I don't know that point.
So it's no necessarily like a
I know
set standard or set goal that you have. Like when I reach this,
I can think or I can set a goal and think that it might be at that time. And then when I get to that time, it's still not even that.
That's a great answer.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So at the end of the day, I don't know what life or whatever the next road going to throw at me. I have to just always prepare myself to embrace myself or brace myself for whatever life throw at me. You know what I mean? And then again, we set short-term goals. Like, sometimes we feel like, okay, by the time I'm like 60, no, but then you're too old.
Yeah, that's a too long.
Too long.
Short of a goal
so
would you
say? So the sacrifice that I make, I have to make sure, like I said earlier, if we work twice times hard to make sure, say, when my daughter of age, when it's time for her to be like, daddy, my first car, the
you
college money, the house, like, I want to give her everything where she can accept from her father so she don't have to look turn to a man, forget it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
you know
deep.
What I mean? So even though the absence is there, I'm not going to tell you that she don't see me or like we don't spend time or we don't get time to have like fun times, father and daughter time.
But you yourself want more time with them.
Of course, because she's getting older. And like that's one of my biggest fear. Like, you know, now I try to be like a friend to her more than a father. Because I remember when I was 12, I was bad as shit. Bad as fuck.
Facts.
The man said, bro.
Facts.
At 12, I'm bad as shit. The shit I'm thinking about is way different from...
All right, so with that being said, would you be scared if your daughter date somebody like you at 16, where you was at 16?
yeah, and also no. Because okay. at 16, this my bro right here, Skyface. Skyface know me at 16 or before at 16. And at 16, yeah, I was still a kid, but I was like very mature, acting like a grown man because all my friends was like 30, 15 years older than me or 10 years older than me. You know what I mean? So what I was doing at 16, 25-year-old was doing it. My age group never had do a band at 16. I was in the clubs at 16.
Yeah.
You was ahead of your time in a sense. You was grown.
You and Bill.
All right. So you know. Bill Black was in the club from he was 11.
Yo,
so what we do as a kid at 16, these kids don't never get that right now.
So at 16, did you feel like you was a kid?
No. At 16, I feel like I was a man.
You was a big man.
Big man. Because at the end of the day, me, I go to school. And if I feel like more, I walk out of class. I walk out of the classroom. If I don't want to listen to my parent or guardian, I don't. That's the type of kid I was.
When did it change?
Unruly. When it really changed, as I got older and I realized, no, let me stop lying. Fuck, when it really changed, when I had my own kid. That was a whiskey talking just now. But that's not the weed. Because I smoke all day. But listen, when it really changed, yeah, when London born. My daughter named London. I have a London. You understand? When London born, and like she started like reaching like 1, 2. I remember her running one day. I'm like, London, don't run. And the first thing clicked to me, and me at a younger age, my mother tell me, say, son, don't run. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, why you telling me,
why you
don't
tell
run?
Me not to run?
I'm about to run anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if London fall, I'm going to feel a chip on her knee. Yeah. If her knee scratch. So at the same pain. So right away, I learn instantly, say, yo, Jano, I never really appreciate what parents and they really do for me. Because I just love them, love and care. I want the best of me, and they're overprotective, and we don't want that. We just want to let loose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But as we go older, you learn.
But I feel like a parent and a child is two different roles that we're not meant to understand. You know? Because like when you're not a child no more, it's hard to tap into those instinctual things that you had as a child.
Before I answer that, I have to answer the next side of the question, because you said, if I would want her to date a guy like me.
Yeah.
And I said yes and.
And no.
So I just answered for yes.
So why no?
No. Is it no? At 16, me a bad boy. With girls. Yeah. At 16, my girlfriend was, not my girlfriend, but like, at 16, I'm talking to a woman that's 26, 10 years older than me. Let me tell you.
The song said,
like, my friends always 10 years, it's a 10-year bracket or a 15-year bracket. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? My grandmother raised me, so I'm always like for their own older people. So my mindset right now, I feel like I'm in my 50s.
All right, so
with the mindset.
What was your, can you remember like your first inspiration that made you feel like, all right, this is why I love music. I want to do music. Like, what was your first inspiration towards that?
Honestly, what really made me love music is because I think it was the way how, when the first song came out, Scary, and the reaction from the people, and it just showed me like a different light, say, yo, this is my way out. Because like, even when we leave school, and like, even in school, when you have like college fear, and them used to always ask you like, oh, what you want to be, what you going to do when you leave school? Like, what profession you want to do? Like, what you want to go to college for? Me always never know. I always didn't know. I used to be like, I don't fucking know.
Still figuring that shit out.
Yeah, like for
whatever
real. I know
me
what
some
I want
money.
To do. Because guess what? I play soccer, which is football, local in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And most of Skanka, which means you don't know dancing like what Bill Black still do. You don't know all of my artists now see me. So don't forget that Bill Black's the artist and also the dancer.
Facts.
Yeah, we used to dance. Me and Bill Black's in the same dance group. And at one point, I feel like I'm going to be a soccer star, like a football star. Like I was going to be a professional soccer player. That never worked. Like, in the midst of trying to think that, I really realized that, nah, this shit ain't gonna work because I don't even like training too hard too much. I can play very good, but the training part of it I don't like.
You're not about to so get up at 5 o'clock in the
if
morning.
If I'm fit, it's always like a 75% fit. I'm never like an 85-80. Like,
I feel
never
you.
100.
Yeah. 100.
It's
100.
A passing grade, so yeah. I can still dance with somebody with a passing grade. I'll murder people on the field the same way.
You so you, what still, I'm you still play ball today?
Yeah, every day. Not no, because you don't know. Outside, cool, and I get one. This the only time. This is the only winter where I never really played indoor.
Yeah, oh, okay.
The last time I played soccer was in like Miami, like that was in November. October.
So speaking of indoor, right? Did you hear about the controversy that happened with one of the indoor stadiums that happened with the dude? There was supposed to be, I think, was it Colt or Dillon Stadium? One of them was supposed to get put into an amateur soccer league.
Yeah.
But the dude took the money and ran away with it and pocketed it and then ended up getting sued for it.
Yeah.
You hear about that?
But he ain't got sued for more than what he took away.
Nah, he didn't.
It was a smart move.
So that's what I was gonna ask you.
Pay restitution, and it's just gonna be a little bit of money, and then he's gonna walk away.
The amount of shit they do to us, if one man do that, I'm not saying it's right or I'm not saying it's wrong, because I don't know what was in.
Yeah, his, you don't know the details. Yeah. But,
you know what I mean? If he got away with more money,
cool.
Clap to him.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck what he did. That sound like he took some money from a big corporation.
Facts. He ain't steal from me.
And it sound like they had a lot of money too, so they can and they not giving
and
away.
And they got insurance.
They not giving away what they.
They didn't lose that all money. Right, so, they got it insured. Like you right, said, they got it insured right back.
Yeah, it's good.
They're good.
Like they said, steal from corporations, don't steal from people. Because you got to understand, people work hard for what they got, you know?
I don't promote stealing, though. Yeah, you know I mean? I'm just being honest. It's weed and whiskey.
As the Jamaicans would say, don't teeth nothing.
Yeah.
But they say if you're a teeth, you're a cruff, pretty much.
I'm just saying I'm not mad at him. I don't know. Somebody else got to.
I'm not mad at him, honestly.
I don't want to judge him like that.
He ain't taking my money. That's all I'm going to say.
I ain't mad at him. Because
my money, no, different story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't care who take my money. I'm petty. I'm after my money. I work hard for my money. Don't steal from me.
So, it's the respect.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing music now?
Well,
like officially, like well, seriously.
This is 2022. So my first official song came out 2012, Take Me Life. So I would say I was playing around with music before that. But like officially, my first song came out 2012. So it was like a 10-year mark right now. I feel like I started taking music seriously like maybe 2015.
For 7 years.
Mm-hmm. So 7 years. It's funny because that's around
2015, 2016.
That's around right? When I heard of you.
Yeah. That was my serious, like, all right. Nah, 2-3 years passed, and like, oh, this is the same shit. No, fuck that.
What was the song you did the video for at the skate park up there?
1980.
Yes. That video did mud. I ain't gonna lie, I just like ass.
Respect.
So, up here, butted it did not a video.
This day, like, for where I'm at right now, I feel like that video is shitty, but it just no, shows
that's
where
how you're supposed to feel.
Progress, you progress. See the young, the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that's how you're supposed to feel. You're always supposed to feel you're getting better. Like, you're supposed to look at your old shit and be like, oh, I can do better than
but
that.
But see, you go from that to having your new single going up 1.6 million on YouTube
or
something like that.
Yeah, 1.6 and counting. Cause
how does that feel?
Honestly, when it happens, it becomes regular.
Okay.
Ooh. So.
Don't even bother.
Even though we see you as a.
For example, though, like, what you want, a lamb chop?
Yeah, I want that.
You grind that shit for a month, you're going to get used to it. A week, maybe.
That's facts.
2 weeks the most.
We only want what we don't have.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to learn to have acceptance.
Okay. Humbleness.
Yeah. You know
so you want abundance in life.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, you will have some people, they will get misled. They probably feel like, oh, no, Alandan is a hype individual, or he's a more standoffish, or he's like arrogant. But no, you never have a conversation with me, so you can't really tell.
I mean, I'm honest with you, from the day I met you, from like, especially like officially, going back to our first live show when you came there and you tapped in with us, from then, I ain't get none of that from you. I ain't get no arrogance. I didn't get no over the top, no extra over. You know, I ain't get none of that. I felt like I was in the presence of a humble human being.
No,
and you know, we don't promote humility on this episode, but we don't. I seen somebody who is in tune with himself.
Definitely. And I'm always trying to like be the best version of me every day. Like, yesterday, if I can be a better person tomorrow from today, like, that's a goal for me to, like, always reach, right? You know what I mean? Just being a better version from yesterday.
Facts.
Like, because if I can't learn something, what's
the point? Yeah, what's the point?
If I can't, like, you know what I mean? If I can't learn it from you, I don't even want to be around you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
facts. We had this conversation not too long ago where it's like, you have to surround yourself with people who's going to help you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, you notice when Dan asked me, like, they say, just pick the spot where you want to do it. Like, I could have went inside the studio. I could have went inside a bar. I could have went inside a club. Like, many places.
Yeah.
Come bring in the fucking house. I was like, nah.
Let's do it in Hartford.
Let's do it in the middle of the city.
Let's do it in the middle of the city.
Because you are Hartford, in a sense,
definitely.
Pretty much.
I mean, I represent to the fullest.
Were you born here?
Never.
Nah,
Jamaica.
I was about to say.
Where in Jamaica you from?
Kingston 11, Waterhouse.
So you're a town boy?
Town man.
I don't know what that means. But
you a cat, me a lion.
Give thanks.
That one went over your head, huh?
Yeah,
that one went over his head.
Listen,
you a cat, me a lion.
I get it, but I don't get it.
Nah, it was a meme. Like it was something that happened for real.
Yeah,
but
it's a conversation.
I know the twins are twins.
It was a conversation. It was from Back to the Twins days when when he's talking to R. Kelly on the R. Kelly shit. He's like, no man, you a cat.
R. Kelly was like, "What up, cat?" No. Repeat after me. You a cat. R. Kelly like, "Yeah, dog. I'm okay. What up? No, you a cat. What, nigga? I'm a fucking cat. What up? Me a lion. You a lion, my nigga. No, nigga.
Twins. And I'm here. Yo, we here. We on the same frequency. I love that. When I can tap into a whole meme and somebody can get exactly where I'm going from, yo. I love that, man. So
music is all about information. Isn't it?
It is.
So like,
it's like comedy. It's comedy.
The more information you have, the more you can talk about.
Facts.
Who is the best? What does music put you in a situation where you thought you'd never be in?
Oh, great question.
Ooh, that is actually a good question.
Thank you. Told you.
So I have to think deep for that one.
Come on, go on.
And say the question again. Come on, it resonate.
Don't bust your brain too much.
What has been a moment that music has taken you that you never thought you would be?
On a negative aspect?
Any aspect you want it to be.
No, just be specific. Because I like to be specific.
I kind of want to answer for both,
but I was going to say positive.
So on a positive way. For example, I was in Shaggy's studio one night.
Okay, that already started with Big Flex.
I feel like I've done a lot of great things. Like I've sat with a lot of great individuals.
You're great yourself. Stars,
you know what I mean? Have rubbed shoulders with like a lot of real fucking superstars. Where I feel like, yo, I would have never thought I would have been right here right now.
Mm.
But this one time, I was in Shaggy's studio. It was like a couple of us, me, Trackstar, Kemar Icon, and Noah Power. A couple of us, well. But I'm up on the phone with Jesse Raya. Jesse Raya is a reggae artist.
Yeah,
big, globally known. Now, I mean, one of the top reggae artists right now, leading out of Jamaica. Meet up on the phone with Jesse. But Jesse's in the studio with Barry Salmon. You know what I mean? So Jesse's actually in the studio recording a song with him and Barry and a couple of different producers in Jamaica.
Hey, why are you on the phone with him?
Call me, because me and Jesse write music together.
Yeah.
So if I'm stuck in a song,
you call him.
I'll call Jesse, like, Jesse, I need a melody. I need something. I need the direction, the word. Where you feel like, what direction you would have took if it was you? And just listen to what I say, and then just create from my way.
Mm.
So we work like that. So
bounce off each other.
It was the same. No, what if you bounce off?
You're right, guys.
You see me?
You're right,
guys. Back to the argument. Pause. So me, I said, it was the same situation for him. It's like a time when he just stuck and say, "Yo, London, help me with this." So me, I help him, and he must say, "You know, me and Uncle Barry stay here," and I must say, "Lie." Let me talk to the God. And go over there and say, "Yo, Uncle Barry's, I'm a bro of London, and I bless you up." And I say, "Uncle Barry's, what are going on? I don't know. I love the thing, them, I'm a general, I'm a God, I'm a rated, the whole nine yards."
Yeah, man.
And Shaggy over here coming, I'm like, "Who that Barry's? I'm going to talk to him." And Shaggy took the phone, and he was talking to Barry's. I'm just sitting there watching him, like, yeah.
That's a moment.
Nah, not a moment. I'm like, yeah, he talking to Barry's on my phone.
That's a big point.
I'm like,
that's
what?
A big point.
Like, where the fuck did this come from?
Sit down and I watch it like a man say, "Yo, yeah, man." Shaggy and Barry's is bigger friends.
Yeah.
Like, me and
they
Barry's.
They can call from each
me
other.
Me and Barry's someone is not friends.
Yeah.
It's just an icon that I look up to and respect. He's a god to me. But I know Shaggy can reach Barry. I know Shaggy can reach that man if he wants to.
Fact.
But
yeah.
It just kind of hit me in a way where, for those who say, "Yo, that's my career, my number, and my phone that Shaggy, the diamond selling artist, is talking to
Barry." A legend.
You know what I'm saying? It just made me feel good. You know what I mean? I'm going to say, yeah. That was a moment where music put me like, yeah.
All right. So honestly, because you just brought up, I'm going to ask you a very important question.
Yes.
Mr. Alandan, Mr. Dan of the Land.
One Dan.
Is you a Gallus?
Well, I can say I have my phases.
Elaborate.
Because a Gallus is always going to be a Gallus, you know. It don't matter if you're out there it no matter if you throw in the towel, I can say. So because once a baller.
Always a baller.
All right. So, I can say I have my phases. Like, it has been a time where, like, that was just my thing. Women, like, had the percentage over music. At, like, an earlier stage in my career.
Mm.
Like, that's when I was just only moving off of ego.
You just love the pussy. You just want some
No,
pussy.
Not even just that. That's the ego. You're just a breed off of the ego. Yeah,
you don't understand yourself. It's not about fucking them. It's about know yourself.
You're moving you with what you where you think you want to go.
You don't know nothing. You're just receiving a little bit of clout. And, yeah, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes this shit get to you. Like, the fuck? You know what? Imagine you go and you stand up in front of 20,000 people and everybody are screaming in.
Yeah.
That's power.
That
if
is.
You go like this, the crowd goes like this, nigga.
That's power.
You're
that's
a God
crazy.
In
yeah.
human form.
Facts.
So, that shit is really real. Ego is real. Like, alter egos, like different monikers.
Yes.
They're real.
Do you have an alter ego?
Of course.
What's
you
his name?
The Don.
That's the Don.
Yeah.
That's one right
the
there.
The Don, when.
When the Don come out, yeah.
The Don, it's at a suit mode.
Yeah.
Al Pacino style.
Clean.
Don
clean.
Corleone.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Don. Big man, London. And you have. One Dan. We have
one
Bad Boy
Dan.
London now. It's going to get dark and grimy.
Yeah.
Okay, 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 okay.
And you have Landana. Landana now are the, for the girls then.
Hey. I like
yeah,
that. That's the gallus right there.
If I'm bridging with name Coco, Coco always call me Dana.
Mm.
Dana is a female name.
Yeah, but then I got to say something, but I got to wait till you go on.
Unisex depends on how you use it. So because me name London, it means I always call me Uda Dana. Landana. Mm. Alan Dana, the only one Dana.
Yeah, man,
you understand? So, because I am a straight man, and I believe in myself, so I know that I don't give a fuck when nobody want to think, because I know what I am, and I believe in what I stand for, and I die for what I believe in.
Mm.
So, I just take on the other moniker as Landana.
Mm.
Okay.
Which is for the females.
Mm.
And then you don't have Alan Dan, the original artist.
London,
that's the leader. Alan Dan is the leader.
The leader
everybody.
Of all everybody.
It's the umbrella. Yeah. Everything is under the umbrella.
Alan
Dan
is the main character.
Alan Dan is the leader. Let me say, you have one Dan.
Okay, you have one Dan.
You have one Dan.
You have the Dan.
You have the Dan.
The Dan.
You have Landana.
Landana.
Okay.
Yeah. That bud. So you have three other Dan.
Alan Dan.
Is the fourth.
So you have four alter ego to you. Yeah. Four corners, that's deep. Because four corners is very spiritual.
A four corner of music.
Four corners, that's a very spiritual thought.
I don't know where the fuck this came from, but this is a
you
blessing.
You never read the Bible when they said
know.
That the earth
hearing
stood on,
right
four,
now,
on four pillars.
And you have dancehall, you have reggae, and you have ska, and what? Studio one? Right, Gary? Yeah, that's the four corners.
Learn something else new again
exactly.
today.
Yeah, learn something new every day.
Yeah, bro.
So you know what I'm getting out of all of this, yo? And you said it before, but it's resonating more. Like, I like when people say things and they're living what their words are. But music
Definitely.
Is you.
No, I am. Because at the end of the day, you know, from the day... And the time when me get my call in and I realize, say, yo, this is my only way out. Like, yeah, it took me like a little bit of while to really like understand, say, yo, I really got to go do my research and go really practice and be on my shit because, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, I was slacking. Like I said, I really started taking music seriously like 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I was just experiencing everything else from the first part. Scarface could tell you at some point, nobody could even talk to me because I don't want to take no talk on nobody. But... What I'm grateful for is, like, my friends, they never really pushed me to the side or left me out in the wilderness for, like, go figure it out on my own. They always support me.
Yo,
no matter what. Yeah.
Even if they're not with me, like, every day like how we was before, like, regardless of what, them rain for me any day out, inside, left.
You know,
any conversations.
You know, it's funny what I realized? All the people who... I'm gonna be a little egotistical with this comment as well too, but all the people that I've personally acknowledged as great in my own eyes say the same thing. they all have people that stand behind them, that believe in them no matter what phase they're going through.
Facts. Bro, to be great, you have to accept. And then you can learn, say, nothing from no man is obligated to no man, not even your father, not even
facts.
Your mom.
Yeah, facts.
Facts.
Once they have you and they teach you how to fend for yourself, that's
you're on
it.
Your own.
That's it.
If you watch the spiders, the birds, the lions, everything, let's watch nature. If you observe nature, you'll know if moving in life.
That's facts. So you're a natural man?
I wouldn't say, yes, I'm a natural man. I'm not a woman.
by natural man, all right. You're the ITEL being.
I wouldn't say I'm an ITEL. I would know because, like, I don't have a lot of knowledge on, like, everything. But I'm into that. That's my direction.
Okay. I like that answer. That's actually a very good answer.
It's a goal.
Yeah, like.
It's a good answer.
Most of my friends is really like Rasta. If you notice, I lean on the reggae side. Like, Jesse Ryle is my bro. Dre Allen is my bro. Like, when I say my bro, like my real bro. And those are one of the two biggest names in reggae.
How did that happen?
Lila Ikey, that's my fam. You know what I mean? And I can say a lot more.
I know. Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I just don't want to be name dropping.
Nah, we don't got a name drop because it's about you right now.
But, like, them people I'm a fam. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can talk to. Like,
can make a big make a phone call and be like, yo, like, this did I go on the other day and I'm going to get your advice.
Like, I call these people anytime of the night. Like, I know them people are wives and kids.
They have them family.
And mothers and, like, we are like a family, bro. It's nothing like, no, you know what I mean? Like, oh, no, like, oh, we just know each other through music. Like,
it's more than music.
Most of my friends is music. The relationship that we have is outside of music. But we are so great, it forces us to work together.
Work together. Your greatness just gravitates towards each other.
Thanks.
But great always attract greatness.
And for greatness to work, everything got to surround it, full circle, great. Like, so if you have a band, the guitar player, he got to be great. He got to be a superstar. The drummer got to be a fucking...
They all got to be great in their own way.
The bass player, the keyboard player.
Everybody, yeah. Without one.
The stage organizer.
Yes.
The stage manager got to be a... The fucking audio engineer. He got to be a god at what he does.
Facts.
Like, I seen Jesse Royal paid somebody like $15,000. Just to come on the tour for audio engineering. He doesn't play an instrument. He makes sure.
15 toes. Sounds just,
right.
Just okay. So it sounds right. And you know how important sounding right to music sound
imagine
is?
Imagine you're paying somebody before you do your first show. You're paying half of that.
15 grand.
One person get half of your check for that one
and
venue.
That person still have to sleep and eat.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And space on the tour bus. So, like, this shit, is that like a time invested? A lot of things have to be invested in, like, if you really love it.
That's facts, man.
Yeah, this isn't a joke thing, brother. Like, oh, I just do music for fun when I feel like it, go to the studio. Like, this is really my life.
You live, sleep, eat, breathe music. It's your life. If you take music away from you right now, it's basically taking a lot away from you.
Nobody hustle. Because what works for me won't work for someone else.
Facts.
I have no other job.
Puss on dog
music.
Don't have the same luck.
See you, you're smart. You see me? So, an idea. I can't knock a next man hustle, but me, I have no other job but music.
You got one job,
Yeah. So I don't do music for money. Yes.
I was going to ask that. I'm glad you answered that. Yeah, we all want money out of what we do.
Yes.
The goal is to have our art.
But would you do this if there was no money involved?
Because if it was money, I would have been quit. I could have been selling weed.
That's facts. You could have been, pimping bitches out.
Bro, I got caught in 3 raids.
It's not worth it.
Drug bust. And I wasn't selling any weed. So... If I didn't love music, Inskari, then I'd been quit.
That's facts, man.
Because there would be no need.
Yeah. I remember, to do shit that will get you in trouble and risk your life, it's easier to do that than stay away from it.
That is actually facts.
Mm-hmm. Like the saying said, it's so easy to do bad. Like, remember, the fucking frequency on the radio, everything, the sound they give off is negative.
It comes naturally.
Anyway.
It's naturally for people to do things that's corruptive.
How many hertz you said?
420.
Okay.
424.
And then it go to what?
I think 450-something or 460-something. And that's when it gets very demonic
Back to like what, in the 30s to be like on a positive side.
Yeah, 432. 432. 432. That's it right there. 432 is is harmonic.
Trouble.
That's it.
I be at them sound that give off an energy.
And that's people, the type of shit when niggas play all of that and then you have a hot ass, beautiful day, niggas get the adrenaline, all that violence start pumping through their brain.
Yeah.
And then they do all the things that they would probably never even do on a normal day. but because your musical diet and all the other diets that you have in life are aligned to this one path, you just do this thing and you don't even feel like it's wrong. It just feels right because that's all you've been breeding mentally.
So when you put your 100% in something that you do and love, and it's like it's a real thing. Cause music is a real thing. Cause music of emotion.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You can feel music.
Yes.
When you really put your all into it, if you put your all into the negative side of music, you will reap all the negative from it.
You're going to manifest exactly what you put in.
If you put 100% into the positive side of music, you're going to reap all the positive from it.
Right. Waka Flocka just said in the interview, he just realized he's a part of playing violence in hip-hop.
Yeah.
And
he didn't even know that.
But he was
But like I'm saying, though, honestly, fam, I didn't go to school for this. Mm-hmm. Nothing I'm going to know. I've never went to school for it. Yeah, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to graduate. But like, shit that I know, I'm not college. I'm going to learn it. I just information I'm going to gather.
From life. You live life. You live life.
And the examples, them, and the mistakes, them. You see me? I say, bro.
That's right.
Once me realize that, yo, the talent in me, like, people like me, musicians, like, will unlock different level.
That's facts.
Ourself, like, that the regular average people never ever unlock because they haven't tapped into a different realms in their life where it just unlock a different
thing
where some of the knowledge that I got, I don't know where them shits came from, bro.
You can't recall because where the foundation
some
of it is.
Come to you naturally.
You meditate from it,
yes,
or you
bro.
Talk to the right person, it just resonates with
the
you
right
at a different
person,
level.
And all right, so it starts from like you meditating some shit.
It's hard. Harder.
I don't go sit down and go like, oh, I'm gonna do some yoga to meditate. Nah, like natural smoke some weed like right now. And I meditate. That's just positive thinking. It's a think naturally.
You're being mindful.
Or random thinkings too.
Facts. Mm-hmm. You're letting your mind do its thing.
Yeah, that's
you have to let your mind go in places that you probably would have never go
your
own.
But when you realize, you say no, use a person with there for your purpose and your mind even not randomly think like that, you're going to find yourself like, damn, why all this is always coming to me? And then when you really find your way off of just like handle it and just understand it a little bit,
yeah,
you start realizing, okay, for example, you will know a nigga that he was negative his whole life. Mm-hmm. And today he wake up, something changed his whole life. Tomorrow he wake up.
All 180.
Affirmatives and shit like that. Different shits and he just changed.
Epiphanies happen at different points in your life.
Yeah, bro. So that's when you realize, all right.
You never know.
Everybody around us, that's when you learn to energy and anything that mean a lot. People.
Facts.
So who's around you? Who's talking to you? The food where I consume. Everything's like food.
That's why I never learned. That's why I learned to never judge a book by its cover.
Never, brother.
Because what one man is today don't mean what he is today. So maybe the fact that he came in encounter and had a conversation with me made him want to rethink and just do things, and he just had a whole different way of life.
Yeah.
You know.
Next time I see him. It's
exactly. Because you know. That's why I say the interaction with one man is powerful, yo.
And then you see a man face, where you never see a man heart.
That, woo.
I've heard that in the lyric before, though.
I like that
I
one.
Heard that.
Is that saying?
I like that one.
They use it all the time. You see a man's face, and then
never see
their
heart. Because what that man present in front of you isn't necessarily who he is.
Yeah, nah, people fake all the time.
Do you do that every point? Do you give 100% authentic if you, no matter what room you're in? Or do you pick and
example,
choose which alter ego you go to dominate
like,
the room?
Like, for example, it has been times in my life where, like, I was, like, raw. But raw still work with ego. So when you understand ego and a lot of other shit that you need to understand, you're going to operate different.
Facts.
So exactly like what you just said, you had to pick out a move to dominate a room.
Yeah.
Today, I know I'm going to win tomorrow, but I have to lose today.
Facts.
To win tomorrow.
Facts. Because losing is just making room for the win.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, or making the win just that much better.
But because I lost facts. Today, that don't mean I lost. I might lost the fight. But
just
because
you
lost
the fight, don't mean you lost the war. Because it's bigger than that.
So it just depends on the situation.
Because sometimes you have to lose to win. Look at Amazon. Amazon take L's every day, but right. Nobody say they're losing.
Big money.
Just because you're losing don't mean you lost in no way, shape, or form. Unless you just lost mentally.
Bro, you
that's
fail,
a different
fail,
point.
Fail. It's okay to fail, bro.
Failing is part of the journey.
Failing is a lesson. It's just a lesson.
Like, to me, you don't grow if you don't fail and accept the fact that you failed. You don't grow. Because it's like you said, how could you compare where you're coming from if you don't acknowledge it? You know, how could you tell that? You can't tell people, like, yo, I was here at one point, you know, but this is what I learned from it.
That's why when you just said 1980 was bad video. Yeah. I feel like that shit is shitty to me. That's growth for where I'm at right now.
Exactly. But to be honest with you, if you didn't give me that answer, then you wouldn't have grown.
Facts.
I'm a media person. I'm trained to ask questions in a certain way, but at the end of the day, the way you answer them makes a big difference, man.
No, because from an NID, you know, it's as real as it gets. And even if you're trained to do something, and if I'm as real as it gets, what else can you get from as
Facts.
Real as it gets?
Facts.
If this is steel, it's not going to break like a wood.
And just because you want it to be wood, don't mean it's going to be wood.
That's saying a lot for today.
That's saying a lot, man. Honestly, man, we could sit here and talk forever.
I know,
the
right?
The sun's setting. It's time for the vibes to go. We're thankful for you coming out here. It's getting a little chilly out here as well, too.
Uh-huh. Wind picking up.
Thank you for coming through, man. And to be honest with you, I'm going to say this. You know why I love having these type of conversations is I've been a fan of you for so fucking long. And this is the first time me and you really say, like, when we're doing this podcast, it's not for the people listening. It's for me.
Us. No, because I realized that. Us. Remember, basically, we barely even spoke about music like that. But
nah,
the conversation is based around music.
Music at a whole.
Yeah, but exactly. We get into the person. This is what this is great personality. That's what we love whiskey. To do.
Yes. Yes. So can you give us a quick job before we go? End it properly, man.
I'm here saying normally, but not normal. You know, it's a London, the only one then representing for the biggest and the baddest podcast outside of Hartford, Connecticut City. Ready to take over the globe and the world, internationally known. Weed and whiskey. Normally, check it out.
There we go, man. And
blessing,
please, tell them where they can follow you.
You know, you can always find me at London Music. My name is spelled A-L-A-N-D-O-N. That is A-L-A-N-D-O-N. One word. London, not A-L-O. Because people always tend to just
You ain't going to find nothing
but
there.
But A-L-A-N-D-O-N, London Music. All social media. All media outlets, all platforms, Alanda Music. Check it out.
Please, please, please follow him because I guarantee you the vibes that he bring to his music and his artistry is on a whole nother motherfucker. Right. I ain't even going to say level. I'm going to hit you with a new another word. It's in a whole nother dimension.
Right.
This
right.
man takes you to different worlds. This man allows you to take a trip to his mind while allowing you to expand yours at the same time.
Thanks.
He's artistic. He is creative. And at the end of this interview, how could you not believe that? How could you not see all the greatness we've seen in this man after having this conversation with him? Like, I just don't understand it. So please go check him out. Support him just as much as you support us. And again,
Definitely. My
man, thank you for just making
it's
the time.
It's always a pleasure. You know what I mean?
For doing this, man.
Anything for greatness or anything to build on the community, like anything to make it just work. Like, I'm always willing to give my 100%.
Thanks.
And I want to also tell the people, check out the brand new mixtape just dropped. Normally, but not normal. You can find it on all media outlets.
Facts.
And follow London Vivo. And just share the music, stream it. Tag me Instagram, Snapchat. You don't know, ladies, I love y'all. Talk to them, we outside. You can see we outside.
Yo, don't forget, weedandwhiskeypodcast.com. Follow us on Instagram. Stream us everywhere you can get us. We love y'all.
Have a great one, y'all.